You're listening to KALW, San Francisco Bay Area. Good morning. I'm Ben Trefnew with a regional news update. California has reported its second highest number of COVID-19 deaths in a day, while the rates of new coronavirus infections and hospitalizations continues to drop. The State Department of Public Health says the total of 737 new deaths yesterday is second to the record 764 that was reported January 22nd. California's death toll since the start of the pandemic rose to nearly 39,000, while total cases topped 3.1 million. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 has slipped more than 20% in 2 weeks. The positivity rate for people being tested has been falling for weeks, which means fewer people will end up in hospitals. Many of California's struggling renters will be protected from eviction for another 5 months after lawmakers voted yesterday to extend the state moratorium. From our partners at Capital Public Radio, Nicole Nixon reports.
The measure largely extends the state's current renter protections until July. It means people who've fallen behind on their monthly payments can stay in their homes as long as they pay at least 25% of their back rent since September. Lower-income renters who've been hurt financially by the pandemic can qualify for rental assistance. A separate measure authorizes spending $2.6 billion in federal aid to help those people and their landlords. Many lawmakers acknowledge the bill isn't perfect, but called it a necessary stopgap in order to prevent potentially millions of people from losing their homes. The state's current protections were set to expire at the end of the month. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Governor Gavin Newsom signed the bill. California lawmakers have approved the state's first black top election official. Yesterday's vote fills a position vacated when the former Secretary of State became California's first Latino U.S. Senator. The Senate approved Assemblywoman Shirley Weber's nomination, with Republicans not voting. The Assembly approved her nomination a day earlier. Governor Newsom's appointment of Weber is part of a continuing game of political dominoes that started when U.S. Senator Kamala Harris was elected vice president in November. Newsom appointed then-Secretary of State Alex Padilla to replace her, angering some who felt he should have replaced Harris with another black woman. But hours later, Newsom named Weber to replace Padilla. A new audit blames California's unemployment agency for significant missteps and inaction that led to at least $10.4 billion in payments for fraudulent jobless claims during the pandemic. The report released yesterday by California State Auditor Elaine Howell said the true amount of fraudulent payments is likely far higher. The agency itself this week said it's investigating another $20 billion in payments for possible fraud. Howell said last spring the federal government warned the Employment Development Department it was at risk for increased fraud, but the agency waited 4 months to make any substantive changes. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.